You are now listening to the Slaw Offices of Russo, Russo, and Peretti.
What's going on?
What are we doing today? I mean,
welcome to another episode of the Slaw Office with Russo, Russo, and Peretti. Nick, welcome back yet again.
Good evening, boys. Good evening.
Cobb, I see you all the way over there digging in deep. You know, how's things going on your end? And he's still muted on his microphone. He don't even realize it. It's all right. Don't worry about it. We call it technical difficulties.
There we go. A little technical. A little technical difficulties.
The lesser Russo.
Little operator error right there. Nah.
So.
But now, boys, are good. Y'all good?
Everything's good, man. Everything's been good. Worked all weekend, you know, kind of enjoyed a little bit of the Senior Bowl and everything else that took place.
Bro, I thought they weren't playing. Wasn't that weird? I missed the game. I didn't think they were playing. But I mean,
I didn't watch the game, but I saw the lineups where they'd have the offensive versus defensive line. I would watch the matchups and stuff like that, wide receivers versus DBs.
Just so we know,
with the draft,
MVP of the Senior Bowl.
Yeah, Bill, you see that Tiger Woods hat?
Hey, just saying.
I shoot MVP. 80s, bro. I shoot 80s.
MVP is killing mine. So it's all good to go.
I mean, in a practice game, I think the damn the Pro Bowl is more competitive than I'm just bullshit.
They won't do that. Don't do that to them.
They won't.
You know, I heard on the radio literally this weekend. I heard on the radio that they used to take that game a lot more serious back in the NFL. Like Bulls would be out there hitting. Like they'd be salty. They make this Super Bowl,
and they that was when it was. When was it? Before the Super Bowl or after? Whatever. That's when it was after the Super Bowl. That's
and
right.
Everybody would go. Yeah.
And it would be a big deal.
Yeah.
It was pride to be like, oh man, I'm killing it. I'm at the Pro Bowl. You know that.
Bill, I'll get you one.
Right.
I'll snag you one of these, Bill. I'll snag it.
Yeah, Bill. Don't worry about it, dude. He'll snag you one. It's a Nike hat, bro. They're found everywhere. Okay, I appreciate your love and support and comments.
Stop hating on him, bro. Why you gotta hate on this dude like in my swagger right now?
It's
an oldie but a goodie, bro. This is an oldie but a goodie.
Hey, Billy, it's a Nike hat, bro. Anyways, welcome to the show.
Post them up in the comments.
Welcome to the show. If you got something to say, you got something to talk about, yeah, by all means. Post them up in the comments. Let us know what you think. Let us know what you've been doing this week. And we can't catch it all. We're three guys that, you know, try to live a life outside of everything else. So it's like we can't always be there and have all the information for you guys. You know, that's what all these full-timers do. We're part-timers, man. We're not worth the shit. Anyways, as far as the show tonight, we got a couple things going down. Obviously, my guy, DJ Choke Deezy, he's got a couple albums out over the last couple months. You catch him on Reverb Nation. One we're playing now is from the Seafood Sampler album, us being from Lake Charles, Louisiana. We're all about them seafood samplers. He's got a couple other ones out there. He's got another one called Evacuation, which he just released, yesterday. So we'll be playing a little bit of that.
I don't know, bro, but that first one you put on, the very first one, after you got off the phone with him?
Yeah.
That thing was ripping, bro. That was a banger.
I don't know
what it was, bro, but that was a banger.
He kills it, man. He's got a bunch. We'll be playing that throughout the show, man. We're just trying to support some local artists and things like that. Billy Hine. Okay. You know what? We have a couple topics, but old Bill wants to know about the McGregor fight. I mean – Didn't we talk about this a little bit? I think we talked about it.
I think we touched on it last week a little bit, right?
Yeah, we touched on it. I mean, it was a set. I mean, I don't want to call it a setup. I've heard everybody say, hey, man, this is a setup for round three. I do believe there will be round three between the two. But, yeah. I mean, do I believe it was a setup? Because I don't think anyone sets themselves up to get fucking knocked out like that, bro. So, no, I don't think it was a setup. But I think
signing up to be that guy.
Here's the thing, man. This is the thing about MMA and the fighting scene. Like, once you kind of – you're out of it and you take your time off, like Ronda Rousey, bro, when she even tried to come back. Once that killer mentality is out of you and that instinct of, like, hey, I got to go get it, and it's honestly like once they go to, hey, I'm retired, and like they go to that that spot where they can relax and like, hey, I'm done with this. Like, I don't have to worry about like breaking my shins to be ready for this fucking fight in 2 weeks. Like,
dude, but McGregor, he's lost it. You seen at the end of the fight when he's like, oh man,
yeah.
Where was that swagger?
He's become a showman more than
he is. But that,
it's money. It's money, dude. It's because of the money, dude. McGregor doesn't have to fight. He just did it because he wanted to. He's a crazy bastard. But like, yeah, you're right. Like, and like I was saying, Dave, he just doesn't have that killer mentality anymore. At least from in that fight, he didn't have it. And bro, I mean, this guy's making like boatloads of cash, dude, with his liquor and his suits. Like, this dude, like, he doesn't need to fight. Bro, he could go be sitting on an Italian beach somewhere, bro. And like, this dude still wants to hop in the ring, which I mean, the
Irish beach. I don't think he'd be on an Italian beach.
You're right. But, I mean, Italian beaches are nicer. I'm just, you know, but hey.
Yeah. We're all with you, Bill. I don't think it was fixed. I don't think he had the mentality of going in there, just getting his shit rocked, obviously.
Yeah.
But he's humbled a lot, and I don't like that with McGregor. I like that when you
– Rastafarian.
I like that walk. You know, I like that talk. He was – you know, I don't like a lot of it, but I like it. So,
what was that again? Running back?
I like that walk. You know, that just walk into the room.
That's horrible. Leave it there, bro.
I don't have a whole lot of room. You know, I'm pinned
up. CJ, what's up, bro?
So let's see what else.
Big dog CJ's on here.
Okay, CJ, so we don't talk a ton of basketball. We talk a good bit, but they did have some stuff go down a couple days ago. An altercation between LeBron and Joel. I had to say an altercation, but we talked about it a little bit, and Joel feels like if the shoe was on the other foot, it would have been different. We're gonna run the play for you guys. So you guys can watch it, and then just tell us what you think. I mean, bring us in the comments if you haven't seen it. Let me know what you think about it. But here's the play.
Bowing with Gasol and fights him off. Oh, and he goes down hard, lands on his back, and he's hurt. He's been having that back problem a couple of times this year. But
see, bro, I'm telling you, it wasn't much of a push. It wasn't much of a push, and beat flops like LeBron.
But it was this right here.
So he attacks
two full hands.
LeBron uses two.
Oh, dude, he flops with the best of them. But dude, hey, you don't flop hitting the ground like that, bro. You know what I'm saying? He's a 7-footer. Once you get all that momentum up in the air, bro, and his feet come from out from underneath him, bro.
He hit hard.
Dude, that's not a flop. You know what I'm saying? He flops a lot. Embiid flops a lot.
Now, he's probably selling this. He's probably selling some of this right now.
Maybe a little bit, but dude, he already has back issues, like they're saying right here. And look at it right here, the push.
Yep.
Like, LeBron was going to get funked on. LeBron was going to get it. And he knew it. This is the thing I don't like, bro. LeBron out of everybody just to walk away. But here's the thing, dude. Like, for me, like, that should be a flagrant, too. If that was the other way around. Two weeks before that, Boogie Cousins got ejected for a swipe down hit. Yeah, I get he made contact. He did make a little bit more contact than I thought he did. But come on, bro. All right, this is a 7-footer in the air. What do the rules say on a flagrant, too? It is a basketball play. Was that a basketball play to you?
That was definitely not a basketball play.
Don't give me from somebody
who destroys you in basketball. That was definitely not a basketball play.
You destroyed me in basketball when I was 8, 10, 12. You were like 6 years old, bro.
Yeah, just more, you know, genetically superior.
Tell the stream how you got yammed on. I dunked on you two-hand.
When?
Two-hander.
Where?
slammed on him. We'll get video for the last one, but still, exactly. But still, here's what I'm saying though. Like, if I don't think it was a flop, dude. Look how hard he hit. And if it was the other way around, I believe LeBron would have got the flagrant too, and Embiid would have been out the game, bro. I'll tell you how it was a flop.
It was WWF wrestling. It was a flop. You can't fake when you can't fake jumping off the top rope and landing on the ground. When you land, it's always gonna hurt. You can't fake landing. But
Billy, I will remove you.
He didn't have to fall that way. He didn't have to go down that.
No, it's but like, he did. But he's so
an athlete. Bro, he could have gone down a little bit differently, and it didn't look like what LeBron doing was malicious in any way. It was really just trying not to get dunked on. So I don't think there was any malintent. And had it been,
the tables have
been turned. Yeah, absolutely, it's a flagrant two. Because LeBron gets superstar treatment. But
I'm not saying like he's a dirty player. I'm just saying like he definitely meant to do that. He was like, hey, you get the fuck out of here. Like,
yeah, but Nick, if I think our argument is if the shoe's on the other foot, is that a flagrant?
Yeah, always, always. Anything, if anything happens to the face of the league, they're going to call it.
Hey, put it like this, dude. Joel Embiid's a 7 foot, 280-pound dude. Once you get that momentum going, bro, it's going that way. So once his feet come up underneath him, it's over with.
But look at where LeBron put his hands. Look at where LeBron put his hands. He didn't cause his feet to go underneath him.
I've watched that. It didn't. Like his feet. So Joel
he pushed him in the center of his body. He pushed him in the very.
He could have easily landed on his feet.
Yeah.
He could have landed on his feet.
But that's my point. This is a 7 foot goofy dude. Like, you know what I'm saying?
We see
this
guy. He's one of the most athletic players in the world,
bro.
The most athletic big dude.
All right. Yes, as a 7 footer, he's absolutely athletic. As a normal human being, he is clumsy, dude. Like if you see him,
normal human beings are 6 foot tall.
Exactly, but still, he's still he bro. He's 7 foot 280, bro. When he gets up in the air, he's not going to be able to catch his feet as easy as a 6 footer, bro. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, but let me ask you a question, dude.
I would think he'd have similar control over his body when he's being pushed at the center. That's all,
bro.
It just didn't look like he fell hard.
If that was the case where guys that were that tall all had control of their body, they would all be point guards.
Well, at the end of the day, the Lakers
would all have quick feet.
At the end of the day,
so same exact thing happens to Anthony Davis. Does Anthony Davis go down the same way?
No,
but it's two totally different players though.
But they're both big, clumsy, too big for their bodies, dude.
Yeah, but Anthony Davis is more athletic than Embiid. He's a more athletic than Embiid.
Oh, he's not an actor.
Well, that too. So, Embiid flops a lot,
I agree. Like some of what he did sell. He did sell that push. There's no doubt. However, I do feel like it was enough to warrant a flagrant one. It shouldn't have been a flagrant two. However, if the tides would have been turned, it would have been a flagrant two on LeBron or towards LeBron.
Hey, Mom. I didn't know Mom. Mom was watching.
So, but anyways, I mean, the Lakers, I'm not going to sit there and say they're struggling. They're not, but they are. They're third in the West. They lost that game the 76ers, followed by another loss to the Pistons, squeaking by the Celtics, close win over the Hawks has been their last two victories. Nick, we'll talk real quick. We'll ask a quick question. Lakers winning the one seed.
Thanks, Cousin Ginger.
I'm sorry. I missed you, Rob.
I said, are the Lakers winning the one seed? Are they taking the one seed?
I'm not going to go that far because –
I know it's early.
It's a long season. Yeah, it's a long season, but I think the Lakers represent the West in the finals regardless. I'm not sold on the Clippers. I think the Clippers are looking good right now. I think the Clippers own the number one seed if it were to stop right now.
Yeah, but it's by half a game.
The Jazz are up there, bro. Yeah, the Jazz are up there.
The Jazz are streaky, though, and the Jazz are playing good basketball. I think Donovan Mitchell – he's on a scoring tear right now.
They lost their last game. But before that, didn't they win like 11 in a row, I think? That's what it was.
And then Rudy Gobert is probably the best defensive big man in the league.
Right.
So he's been
tall. You want to talk about a big clumsy guy.
He's
a clumsy. Yeah. So, I mean, well,
they have another than Mike Conley. I think they have a legit chance to make a run in the playoffs, but it's still the Clippers and the Lakers are the two best teams in the West.
Oh, yeah. I think the Nuggets actually finished higher than five too. I think the Nuggets end up finished like three. I think the Nuggets finished behind those two teams.
Nuggets are finished.
The best big man behind Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
So, well, let's move on. We'll talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk NFL. A couple things took place over the weekend, over a couple other things with the big trade, obviously Matt Stafford. That took place, plus some Deshaun Watson rumors. We're going to get to that now after another little sample by DJ Chodeezy.
Oh, Deshaun Watson rumors. So what are these rumors to the Las Vegas Raiders?
Dude, I don't know, man.
Three-team trade doesn't happen in the NFL.
Yes.
No, yeah.
I read up on it, and this just released just before we got here. They were going to do a big trade deal with Derek Carr, Deshaun Watson, and what was the other one? I looked it up earlier when it passed.
I didn't look to see who the third team was.
I didn't realize that the third team was disclosed. I thought it was still up there.
Yeah, no, but they're trying. They have to find a suitor for the third team.
Yeah, I think they're just putting it out there. I think at this point, they're just putting it out there. I don't know if this is even real. Like, I think it's fluff a little bit. There's been so many traders. Yeah, honestly, it's like probably like a little, like something to test the waters, like see if the Texans really want to do it. But like with Stafford going, I don't want to kind of foreshadow, but with Stafford going for two first rounders and a third, like right. What is Deshaun Watson's asking price? I know it's a little different scenario there.
Here's the thing. Hold on now. It's not – to me, it's not so much Deshaun Watson's asking price. It's going to be if it's a Raider deal, which as a Raiders fan, y'all know I have a lot of respect for Derek Carr. I think he's a great quarterback, and I even said it a couple episodes ago.
Great.
I think before –
that's he's Blake Bortles 3.0.
But he's not a championship quarterback. He's the number 7-8 quarterback in the league.
Yeah.
I mean,
9-11.
Whoa.
Just hear me out and stop. They're going to demand, if the Raiders do the trade, they're going to demand two first rounders for Carr. I don't care what the statistically, Carr has been excellent. Look it up. You got laptops. Look it up. He's always near the top in completion percentages. He's throwing for 4,000 yards. He hasn't thrown a lot of picks over the last couple of years. He's not a bad quarterback.
I find it hard to believe he'd go back to the city that absolutely shat on his brother.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Granted, his brother shat on the city.
It's a little both.
If the trade is to, say, happen, whatever team it's going to be, the third team in the trade, they're going to have to give two first-rounders to the Raiders for Derek Carr, or a first and a second. They're not going to let him go like the Texans did for like a third or fourth-rounder. They're going to get high-value trade. They're going to then package that trade in to Deshaun Watson. So if you're the Raiders and you give up Derek Carr and a couple first-round picks, or get a couple first-round picks that you can then send over to Houston and package together, so you basically are getting Deshaun Watson – and you'll probably give Houston a third. So they'll get the two first-rounders from that previous package for Carr and a third or even a second. I don't know why you wouldn't take the deal. I even said it. I said Deshaun's five. He's the fifth best quarterback in the league, in my opinion. I have him at number five.
So you're saying you said
– What's good, Josh? How you doing, man? Thank you for tuning in all the way from California, man. I know the sun's out and bright and all that cool stuff over there, but –
So you're saying like give up two first rounds and a what for Watson?
But the two first rounders technically would not be Vegas's first rounders. They would come from another team when you trade Carr away. Like you're gonna want a package to come back to you if you're Las Vegas.
Here's the thing. Your Carr's not gonna get the same ransom for that Stafford got, bro. I'm sorry, he's not.
Do
you see his ceiling higher than Stafford or even meeting what Stafford is right now? Like, I mean, they neither of them have won anything, but I'd rather
I haven't even looked it up. I'm looking it up now. Keep
Stafford talking. Stafford has the most fourth quarter comebacks too out of any active
since he's been in the league out of any active quarterback.
Go ahead.
And what was that?
When you're losing 99% of your games, of course you're going to have the opportunity to come back. The Raiders have gradually.
Let's not get it confused with he's with a franchise that lose 99% of their games. Let's not get that confused, because in Jacksonville we've seen a lot of guys that have gone from this organization, and some are playing in the playoffs deep, and some are playing in the Super Bowl. So like, I'm not really willing to be like, hey man, Stafford sucks because he's been on Detroit.
Yeah, sometimes it just is the franchise, and it's not just in the NFL. It's in all sports. There are some franchises that you're just not going to be successful. And a lot of times it's situation.
Yeah.
But as far as the Raiders and giving up anything, I think in order to trade your first round picks, you have to already be a good team and in a good situation, because you need those first round picks. Now, I'm also a firm believer that sometimes it's better to trade those picks for somebody who you already know is for sure. Like if you, Deshaun Watson is proven. So I think you should always consider trading what you have to get him, because you never know what – you can have five picks in the first round. You can miss on all five. As a fan of any team, you've seen your team miss on first-round draft picks regardless of who you are. So I think if you can get the guy who's for sure, then it's worth it.
So yeah. I just want to look at a couple things, and I just want you to kind of understand this. So I did the comparisons just to do the comparisons. Matthew Stafford's been in the league 5 years longer than Derek Carr. Okay. Derek Carr is 110 touchdowns behind him. So over 5 years, that's what, 22 touchdowns a year. He's going to pass that, in my opinion.
I mean, the league has changed a lot, though. I mean,
doesn't matter. He's got a higher completion percentage than him career-wise. He's got like 65% completion percentage career. Stafford's at like 62. Derek Carr's thrown half the interceptions. Matt Stafford, 282 touchdowns, 144 interceptions. Every two throws is an interception for Matt Stafford.
The dude is a gunslinger.
Touchdowns. You're right. Sorry. Every two touchdowns, there's an interception. Derek Carr, on the other hand, it's every third. He's got 170 with 70.
Well, the Matt Stafford argument really can't be had until after you see what he does with his new team, because now he's in a situation where there are no excuses. You got a hot coach. You got a great defense. And you got some pieces around you. And is Andrew Whitworth still playing, Kyle? Because
he's with the Rams.
He was still there last year.
Yeah. So I mean, so here's my thing. He's fine as far as he has a decent offensive line. Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods. I think can't think of their tight end's name. But he's not.
I mean, Cam Akers is running well. I think they need another back to go with Cam Akers. I know they have a couple, you know, average guys, but they need to get another weapon in the backfield or another weapon. Because, I mean, Cooper
Higby, Sean Tyler Higby, that's his name.
I mean, yeah, we
could say a great job
all day long, but that's not what the conversation of the topic is. The conversation and topic right now is Derek Carr and Matt Stafford. And I'm honestly,
not going to get the same ransom.
I don't even care. It doesn't matter. If you want to look at stats, because you're a statistical guy, that's what you like to rattle off all the damn time. Look at the stats. Matthew Stafford has not proven that he's that much better as far as ransom. First of all, I know Jared Goff hadn't proven. We'll dip right into it right now, and I don't give a shit. The Rams gave up way too much. Two first rounds and a third rounder plus Jared Goff.
Oh, absolutely. For one, you gave up like five picks to get Jared Goff. For one, then you turn around and throw away two first rounders and a third or something. And then you turn around and do the same thing again for Stafford.
And let's not forget that you traded Jared Goff and you still will pay him $24 million this next season. It will hit your salary cap. No, the Lions didn't pick that up. Nobody's picking it up. That's dead cap space. And worst year when the salary cap will fall a little bit.
But here's the thing. The Lions are paying Stafford's salary as well. So it really balances out.
I'm not saying that doesn't wash. But I'm sorry, but Matthew Stafford is no different than Derek Carr. He's a really good to great quarterback. I got
rate the three. But he's not Stafford. Here's my rating. Stafford,
he's not a championship
Carr than Goff. Stafford, Carr than Goff in that order. Who do you have? And out of those three.
I got Carr, Stafford at 20.
No way, bro.
And then Goff.
How much is Carr getting paid compared to Stafford, too?
Hey, what is Carr? Here's the answer Carr question
set,
right now.
Carr you would have set traded. The damn. He set the damn league. What was it? He had the highest paid quarterback contract. What was it? 2.5 years ago, bro. The guy has not played up to it. Yeah, the dude. I'm sorry. I know you love him.
You would have traded. You would have traded Derek Carr for Matt Stafford last week. Last week, you would have traded your quarterback for Matt Stafford. So therefore, you don't think he's better.
I just said they're both one. They're the same quarterback. No.
You can't have both one. You can't have both one. Who's better? Who do you have more?
Trading.
Let's see the bias. Let's see this bias real quick.
Okay, no, I'm going to tell you. You want to look fantasy. I just looked at fantasy, actually. Derek Carr was a 13th ranked quarterback where Stafford was the 19th. So don't come at me with the bull crap, okay?
I mean, fantasy draft as far as, like, Madden. Like, if you're building a team, you're taking
I'm going to go with the 29-year-old quarterback compared to the 34-year-old quarterback or whatever, 33. I'm going to go with the younger quarterback that's put up similar stats. Derek Carr is 3 or 4 years younger than Matt Stafford. He throws less interceptions and a higher completion percentage. I'm done. I'm not going to sit here and talk about it.
He ain't even as tough as Matt Stafford. Matt Stafford's a leader, too. I mean, there's a lot of traits that go into what makes Matt Stafford a good quarterback.
Well, we had Jason Witten last year. We didn't need anybody. You're talking about a leader. This guy, Derek Carr, gives his heart. He cries after every day in game because he puts everything out there on the field. Okay? The dude talks every day with heart.
I'm not out here celebrating crying on the football field, but not
you know
enough
what I'm saying.
Leader.
He's not crying, not but you know what leader. I'm saying. He's putting everything out there. He's giving it all to the team. He does it every day. He's not a championship quarterback. Neither is Matt Stafford. So I'm tired of grouping these guys in.
Carr has been on a couple teams that could have made some noise in the playoffs and hasn't. Stafford has never really been on a team that was even worth a damn.
I'm out.
Bro. So when the Raiders went to Houston and lost, Houston didn't have a quarterback.
Name me one.
The one where you lost to Houston.
Derek Carr had all the time in the world to win a playoff game.
What was his name? Field Yates or JJ Yates or something like
you
that.
You lost to whoever the hell his name was, Yates. In Houston, you went
because
to the game.
We had a backup quarterback, so don't start with me. I was at the game, sitting front row in the 50, wearing shoulder pads with spikes. We had Connor Cook in the game.
Connor Cook played that
playoff game.
Yeah, that's when he broke
his MVP year when there was 12-3 going into the final game when he should have won the MVP and he broke his leg.
Never been that dude again.
It doesn't matter. You can't sit there and say that he's
still good. All right. He's had teams that could do more damage I guess in the playoffs. More than the Lions. Dude,
he's never had Calvin Johnson for the first 4 years, 5 years of his career.
And who else?
It doesn't matter. Who did Derek Carr have?
It does matter.
Bro. Shut up and tell me who he had.
Let's see. Derek Carr has Henry Ruggs right now. Let's see.
No.
He has John Gruden.
Is Gruden? He's got a hell. He's got
Antonio Brown.
Nick.
Yeah, Antonio Brown.
Get on the couch, Nick.
I'm trying to think. He had some weapons.
He has not had weapons.
Yo, he's Shady away. That's the whole reason.
Don't tell me he didn't have weapons when you can't, dude. When you're over here telling me, damn near every offseason about how your receivers are going to be making noise. Didn't you have Tyrell Williams at one point in time? And you were trying to tell me.
Where's his weapons? You're the best young tight end in the game. The only player probably behind
Waller.
Travis Kelce and
maybe
George
Kittle. That's absolutely.
You're asking where his weapons are.
And he goes to him, and okay, that weapon had a 100
Did you guys sign? Did you guys sign old buddy from the Chargers too?
Tyrell Williams has been an absolute no-show. He's been hurt. Yeah.
Derek Carr or is it Tyrell Williams? Who is it?
What are you talking about?
Because he balled out with the Chargers. That's why you guys paid him.
Well, yeah, because you got a stud in Keenan Allen on the other side of the field. You got a true number one receiver on one side of the field. You tell me right now, look at me in my eyes and tell me that the true number one receiver doesn't open up for everybody else.
It does, but they gave you AB. Okay.
And
just
where did he go?
Didn't it work out?
Because what, he wants to go get his feet manicured and frozen off and he wants to come in and whine like a bitch? I'm not talking. No, I'm over that.
I need my helmet, B.
Yeah, and he whines about a helmet. He doesn't want to play and he doesn't want to do this. Guys, you're sitting there. You're beating a dead horse when you sit there and tell me that Derek Carr has had enough talent, meaning four, five, six
plays. Hunter Renfrow. I mean, these are guys that are good pit.
You're just throwing names out there.
Hunter Renfrow would rock your ass up, Russo.
Dude,
absolutely. I don't play defensive back, man. I'm not a defensive back.
I'm telling you, Hunter Renfrow is a ball player. You have Hunter Renfrow. You got Nelson Aguilar. You got Josh Jacobs. You got Henry Ruggs. You got Darren Waller. And what's he done? He's done nothing but miss the playoffs and play garbage, bro.
Henry Ruggs.
Is a rookie. I get it. And here's the thing. Nelson Aguilar.
Okay, but where's the defense? Where's the defense?
Tyrell Williams.
28th in the league? 29th in the league? You can only do so much when your defense doesn't show up. Matthew Stafford's got people.
I know. You can do this.
You can only do so much on your roster when you pay your quarterback. Player.
Okay, and you got Detroit. Detroit's got
and your coach is making $75 million.
Keep talking. Whenever you want me to start spouting off roster,
we will. What about Nelson Aguilar?
And TJ Hockenson. No, you want to talk? Let's talk.
Exactly.
TJ Hockenson, Aguilar, Kenny Galladay, Marvin Jones Jr., DeAndre Swift.
Bro, Calvin Jones was the only one.
And you stop. Okay, Calvin Johnson's the only one. Calvin Johnson's the only one, right? Right. Name one player Derek Carr had. Hold on. Name one player Derek Carr has had that has been to the remote close level of Calvin Johnson.
Martavis.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
Martavis Bryant was the most talented dude. He just couldn't stay out of trouble. Couldn't stay on the field. But Martavis Bryant was a beast.
Well, here's.
Calvin Johnson was fitting balls
into Calvin Johnson triple team, bro. Okay. Carr can't hit guys that have 2 yards of space between themselves and the DB.
I don't know. His stats showed otherwise.
I don't know, man. I test. I'm not taking Carr. This wasn't even a topic, really, and it went totally left.
Yeah, because you started talking shit, and you're sitting there telling you that. The value of Derek Carr.
Why are we forgetting about Amari Cooper who couldn't get out of town fast enough?
Because he ain't had no goddamn hands.
Amari Cooper. Oh, because Amari
Cooper. You asked for somebody and I gave you Amari
Cooper. What is he doing? That's great, but is he Calvin Johnson?
Who cares if he is exactly Calvin Johnson?
That's exactly what I'm saying, dude. You're sitting there and saying
Julio
that he's
Jones. You got Julio Jones.
Like Julio Jones. Derek Carr's not Matt Stafford.
Getting head hurt.
Just like none of them are Calvin Johnson. Derek Carr is not Matt Stafford. Derek Carr is not an elite quarterback in this league. He's not top 10.
And Matt Stafford is not an elite.
Matt Stafford's top 10.
Yeah, Matt Stafford's top 10. I wouldn't say Matt Stafford's not elite. He's not. Neither guys are elite.
No, I didn't say that. I just said they're both great quarterbacks. They're both good to great quarterbacks, but they're not championship quarterbacks. There's only about 5 of those in the league, maybe 6.
But here's
the thing.
They're
not championship quarterbacks. There's different levels. I don't go with elite. I go with good to great, mediocre, good to great, and championship.
I think you're on the outside on this one, bro. I think a lot of people would take – Stafford over Carr with age and everything, bro. Well, I mean,
I'm waiting. See what the chat says. I don't care if you're listening and you know anything about sports. Tell me. I don't care. I'll take it. But I'm just telling you right now.
Hey, honestly, a lot of this it wasn't a topic, but seeing Robbie get upset has just been so much fun for me. I know the audience doesn't get to see this very often, so razz him up.
I have razzed up, dude. Y'all are well beyond your means. You can't sit there. Here's the issue. The Rams may be the reason a lot of players, a lot of quarterbacks and places don't go anywhere else, because you've legitimately just gave up two first rounds and a third down to a good to great quarterback for another quarterback. You've set the bar so high that now you're going to demand all these teams either ask for that or these players ask for that in return. And most teams aren't going to want to give that up.
No, and you shouldn't, unless you're very confident. I think the Rams are very confident in what they have. So I think for them to give the Rams all that up, it's because they believe they can win right now.
Yeah, with Matthew Stafford.
And if you're Sean McVay, you know, most coaches don't last more than 5-6 years with the team anyway. Why not spend all their resources to try to win now?
I still put Matthew Stafford and Derek Carr in the same.
There was also rumors that they tried to grab Aaron Rodgers as well. Like, they were really shopping, trying to figure it out. So I bet you they reached out to try to see what they could do about Deshaun. I guarantee you they made a bunch of
– I feel like I easily
got Carr at 13 just by looking at teams. And that's not even me counting Josh Allen either. I'm not counting Josh Allen.
So who's the five people in front of him?
Five?
Five.
I got
you got him at 13. So who do you have? 12, 11, 10, 9, and 10, 9. 12, 11, 10,
so,
9.
Who do you have? All right. So let's go through the AFC East. Nobody in the AFC East, and that's not including Josh Allen, so I don't have him in there.
I think Josh Allen's better than Derek Carr right now.
All right, so we'll count that one. I didn't even put Lamar Jackson in there because I don't think Lamar Jackson's there.
You can't throw the ball.
I didn't put Baker there. So that's nobody from the North. Okay. I've got then you get the South, you got Deshaun Watson.
Yep, for sure.
And then you have, with Tennessee, Ryan Tannehill. I like Tannehill better. I'm sorry.
And you know what? I will say this. Kyle has been a Tannehill guy. I am not a Tannehill guy.
Tannehill's good, but I don't think he's
– I like his game. I don't think he's
– over Tannehill. I don't like
Tannehill. Tannehill is right in front of it. He's right in front of Derek Carr, but I mean –
keep going. Just shut up and move on. Shut up and move on.
So then we're going to the West because no one – that's two from the South.
Yeah, you got Patrick Mahomes, obviously.
Mahomes. And then I got A-Bear. I got your boy A-Bear. I'm sorry. He's better than him right now.
I mean, right now after 1 year, he's doing great.
Well, what about Joe Burrow? What about Joe Burrow?
Well, this year. You can't tell.
I gotta see more. I gotta see the rest of the year.
Keep going. Go to the NFC.
I got Dak. We're in the East. I got Dak better.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's move to the North. Mm-hmm. I've got Stafford better and Rodgers better. That's eight. To the South, I've got Breeze, because Breeze right now today he played this past year. I'm saying what they've done. I'm not saying the future. I'm saying what they've done. Because in the future, I've got Burrow.
If you're
going
the future, then give me Trevor Lawrence, because then he's better.
Yeah, if you're going to go in the future, give me Burrow. But if you're not going to go in the past, give me Dan Marino. Give me Steve Young.
Quit moving the goalpost, bro. Quit moving the goalpost. That's 9 with Brady. With Breeze. That's 10 with Brady. All right. That's 11 with Kyler Murray in the West. That's 12 with Russ Wilson.
Called Russell Wilson's name.
That's 12.
Yet, and
hold on. I'm not going in order. I'm saying I'm going by alphabetical in each division. So then I got Kyler. That's 11. 12 would be Jimmy G. And then 13 would be Russ.
I'm not sold on Jimmy G. Hold on. You gave yours, and I'm going to give you my three rebuttals. I'm not sold on Jimmy G, Ryan Tannehill, or Kyler Murray above Derek Carr.
Okay.
That puts him at 10.
Why not Jimmy G?
You forgot Matt Stafford.
The dude can't stay healthy, and he did say Matt Stafford.
Stafford.
In the NFC. He already said it. He moved on.
Stafford.
I mean, Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins and Derek Carr are equal to. Kirk Cousins is greater than or equal to Derek Carr.
Yeah, that's about as asinine of a comment as I heard all night. Cool.
Just telling you. I'm just telling you how it is.
Guys, I mean, I get it. I know what y'all are doing. I know what you're doing.
How many playoff wins does he have, bro?
I'm being dead. I'm not doing anything. But then check his bench on everything.
That'll tell you why.
How many? How many does Matt Stafford have? Then check his bank account. Don't come with me with the bullshit. Do you understand it? I'm yelling in the mic right now. They're the same dang spot. I'm beating on the desk right now. You can't make an argument to where I'm like, you know what? Matt Stafford does so much more. He's done an astronomical amount over what Derek Carr's done. He's been in the league five years longer.
So Kyler Murray this past year wasn't better than Derek Carr. The past two seasons.
Because Derek Carr had a really good season the year before as well. With less receivers.
I mean, a really good season, or did he have about as good of a season
as he could with nothing, with no targets.
Here's the thing, man. Like I think he's sitting closer.
He's definitely in the NFL. All those guys on his receiving were NFL caliber athletes.
Anybody that goes to the NFL, Nick, is an NFL caliber athlete.
Yeah, they weren't. He wasn't playing in the CFL, so he had no targets. Don't you dare disrespect those dudes. Saying that he ain't got no targets.
I mean, dude, they spent a few for. I mean, wasn't Hunter Renfrow a first rounder, like a late first rounder?
Renfrow was a third or fourth rounder, but
third or fourth round. Either way, you spent a first rounder on Amari Cooper. You spent a first rounder on Henry Ruggs, a third.
Top five pick on Amari Cooper.
Right, and he was listed. Aguilar. When he came out there, I was like, he's a pretty good guy, but the dude was very inconsistent. He's inconsistent in Dallas. He shows up a couple weeks and then he disappears a couple weeks.
No, I think he doesn't get a whole lot of separation, so he's got to do it with like breaking tackles and just being out.
Okay, so whose fault is that? So whose fault is that?
Didn't he have Deshaun Jackson? Am I absolutely tripping?
Yeah, you're tripping.
Henry Ruggs. Why do you keep bringing Henry Ruggs in there? The dude was hurt half the year; he couldn't hardly play. But because
he was your first round pick, bro.
I understand that, but I want you to bring valid targets to the argument, other than Amari Cooper. I need you to bring valid wide receivers to the.
Oh, okay, top. Okay, bro. Because guys don't make living off of throwing to their backs.
And he does. Derek Carr throws to him.
Exactly. He's Baker Mayfield. That's who he is. He's Baker Mayfield.
Hey, that's exactly Baker Mayfield's job.
Listen, guys. First of all, Baker Mayfield. We're done. We're gonna call it a night.
Derek Carr wishes he was Baker Mayfield.
We're gonna let. Y'all are out of your mind. I hate all of y'all.
Derek Carr's on T-0 commercials. Let's say
man,
that.
Play your boys' music and get out of here, bro. Hey, everyone, please smash the like button. Please follow, share. We appreciate it. We appreciate everybody tuning in.
Yeah, sorry if I was wasting our time on Raider Talk this evening.
It's not even that. I'm over all of that. I don't even know. Let's see what he's got here. No, we appreciate y'all.
Give everybody like a little sample. Give everybody like a little 30-second sample of each song. Right. Like, let it marinate. Let it like.
I know Nick's gonna vibe out. Don't forget to check Reverb Nation. DJ Choke Deezy. The album is called Evacuation. He is from Lake Charles, Louisiana. We went through two hurricanes. We had to evacuate. Maybe that's what he is. He's living in Dallas now. So. A good buddy of mine. I actually shot a documentary on him several years back. So unreleased, undisclosed, behind the scenes shit, you know.
Gay.
So let's see. But yeah, that's about it. We that's it for us tonight on the Slaw Office with Russo Peretti. Appreciate y'all for tuning in. We're gonna do it again Friday night. Super Bowl. Friday night. Super Bowl.
Yeah, go ahead and tune in to Super Bowl predictions, baby.
Yes, I mean, we're going to dive into the Super Bowl. We're going to study up everything on the Super Bowl. Everything. We will dive into it.
Might even get a little wager going for whichever one of the three don't pick.
I'm fine with the wagers. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm cool with
that. Like, don't forget, gonna predict Matt Stafford show up at the Super Bowl.
Chat, don't forget National Signing Day tomorrow.
That is true. National Signing Day tomorrow. Giga Maggies. Y'all know where it is.
Well, yeah, we might have to do a little quick 30 minutes.
Tomorrow. Y'all know what it is, baby. Kyle Field representing.
Yeah,
that's right.
Well, you shouldn't have as much control over this as you do.
You put a lock on his account.
That's why they pay me the big bucks, baby. Yeah, anyways, thank y'all for tuning in tonight. We're going to do it again Friday night, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'll see y'all there. Ladies and gentlemen, we're out.